You guys, we're excited, so excited to present episode one of the brand new podcast from our friend Bridger Weiniger, I Said No Gifts.
With special guest Matt Ingebretson.
You might know him from Comedy Central's Corporate or Stand-Up Comedy.
You can listen to episode two right afterwards with special guest Jessica Gao. It's available in the I Said No Gifts feed.
Follow the show on Twitter and Instagram at I Said No Gifts. And there's lots of pictures of the gifts, the stuff that's happening on the show.
Listen, like, subscribe to I Said No Gifts now on Apple Podcast, on Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Goodbye.
When I invited you here, thought I made myself perfectly clear. When you're a guest in my home, you gotta come to me. And I already had too much stuff. So how do you dare disobey me?
Welcome to the show. This is I Said No Gifts, and I'm Bridger Weiniger. And I'm so happy you're here. I hope you're feeling nice. Maybe washing some dishes, driving to work and kind of just collecting yourself before a big day. Whatever it is, we're going to get through it. And I've got a friend here. I've got a friend. He's a writer. He's a comedian. He is a director. He is the star of a television show called Corporate. Matt Ingebretson.
Hello, Bridger.
Matt, I'm so happy you're here.
Bridger, what are we doing here?
Look, I invited you here and you're already causing
trouble. You start a podcast? Who told you to do this?
I was visited in the night and had this little idea.
Yes.
And then you came along and told me I should do it. And so now I'm dragging
you
back
right
in for the first, you know.
I will take this credit for this,
you were
actually.
You said, Bridger, you should do that if someone will give you a microphone. And I said, that sounds about
and
right.
And someone made that mistake.
And somebody has made a huge mistake, and we're just going to have to move through it.
I know, this is your first one. How do you feel so far? I'm going to interview you.
Look,
for this
you
podcast.
Are not interviewing
I'm taking
me. I'm
this over.
Here. I'm the host here. You parasite. You caught me on a big week.
What?
You caught me on a big week.
And? So?
Well, where do you want me to start? The week started out big with me going to none other than the Korean spa.
Which
you,
one?
Have you
Wee
been
spa?
To Wee Spa?
Yes, I have.
Have we talked about Wee Spa?
I don't know if we have.
Wee Spa for me is Disneyland. It is truly the feeling, the best possible feeling.
Yes.
You get to go.
In the sense that you dress up as a Disney princess when you
of
go.
Of course. I'm in my Belle gown. I've got yes. the full wig and I'm wet.
Okay. Wee Spa for the Korean spa, for people who don't know, should we explain it a little
yeah,
bit?
Yeah, I think yes. that's worth talking about. This is the only Korean spa I've ever been to. Wee
yes.
Spa is kind of Los Angeles's premier Korean spa.
Multi-story spa. You go in, you put on a little costume.
Gym
shorts.
It's not a costume. It's truly the least
cute
sexy
little outfit.
It's like oversized shorts.
Yes.
And a boxy t-shirt.
Yes. Everyone looks bad.
Well, you're given a little watch at the beginning. A little watch
oh, yeah.
you wrap around your wrist that gives you access to your locker.
That's right.
You go in there, and this for me was huge, getting naked in front of strangers.
Me too, when I did
enormous.
It. Yes.
But also excellent for me mentally. Because
for your self-esteem.
Oh, my self-esteem went through the roof.
Everyone
looks begging
terrible.
To look at me.
Everyone wanted to look. And I showed them.
People were hooting and hollering. No, so you get naked, then you walk over. Oh, but they do give you the shorts and the t-shirt.
Yes.
But that's for later.
That's right.
Because you, I mean, at least I'm speaking from my personal
well,
experience.
Well, did you start with the bath stuff?
I always start with the bath stuff. You don't?
I end with the bath stuff.
Oh, that's probably the move.
Yes. I go do, well, because I feel like I get ultimately a little dirty in the saunas.
Oh, yes. Because
but maybe
you're kind
I'm,
of like lying around
maybe
in gravel.
Maybe that's in my head. Yeah, you're lying in gravel.
Yeah.
It's funny, like, describing this, it doesn't sound appealing at all.
No.
You go to the spa, you lie down in gravel, you roll around, you get
you're wearing
as a dog.
Shorts, and then you leave.
Yes.
Okay, so you start. That makes sense to me, actually. This time I began in the baths.
Yes.
Went to the dry spa.
Yes.
Went back to the baths. The next day, my hair was as dry as a bone. It was like I had shampooed it 18 times. But the reason I started in the spa or the baths this time was I scheduled the body scrub.
Okay.
Have you done the body scrub?
No, I have not, but I've been tempted to.
It is an insane experience.
Because it seems painful.
It's not painful.
It's not painful.
Basically.
But it is invasive.
It's the most invasive thing that has ever happened to me.
Even more than sex.
100%. Oh, absolutely. Because, I mean, you lie down on essentially just a metal table.
Uh-huh.
And you're fully naked. And a man... for the next half an hour, scrubs your body to the bone.
Yes.
I mean, it occurred to me while I was lying there that it was as close as, it feels like cadaver training.
Yes.
Because you're just in this kind of unpleasant atmosphere. It's
yes.
like you're waiting for someone to come and identify your
solo
body.
Solo room?
No. I mean, there's sometimes there'll be another person on another bed there.
Okay.
It's very
it
relaxing.
Almost, it's borderline prison camp.
Well, it's a crazy thing that you're making another human being. Somebody is, they're being paid. But
yes.
To truly touch your entire body.
Maybe they like that.
I suppose. Usually they're Korean people, I feel like most cultures don't have the horror body shame that Americans do.
Yes, that's right.
So maybe it's not as big of a deal. If I was scrubbing down somebody's body, I don't know. I would be apologizing most of the time.
And after the scrub, what? You feel soft?
You feel invigorated.
Yes.
You feel like a whole new you. All of that skin is gone.
Your body has been desecrated by a stranger.
I am at that point hot pink because my skin is usually just white as a sheet. And then I march around back into the sauna, and people are very excited to see me.
Do you use the toiletries that they provide for you, the lotions and things?
I can't tell you. This time I went all the way. I used the toothbrush.
Good
they
God.
They offer a free toothbrush.
You're out of control.
I was like, you know what? I'm here. I'm going to brush my teeth.
Yes.
So I did the body scrub. I mean, this trip, and I'm so sorry that we're just talking all spa. But this trip to the spa felt calculated to really pinpoint my anxiety because in the bath area, there was a man with a ponytail who was diving into the tubs the entire time.
Yes.
And these are, it's not a swimming pool.
No.
There are signs that say, do not dive into the tubs.
He's diving.
Literally diving every time.
Yes.
So fortunately, not into the tubs that I was in, but as someone who is just annoyed by most people, that just was on my mind while I'm trying to relax.
Yes.
I move on to the scrub. Halfway through the scrub, the guy starts coughing. So not the sound you want to hear while you're trying to just be scrubbed.
That reminds me of a massage I once got, actually. I believe I talked to you on the phone right before I got it.
Wait, was this in the neighborhood you used to live in, which is currently my neighborhood? I feel like you told me there's a Thai massage to avoid.
There is one to avoid, but there's another one to
avoid. Probably a lot of massages to avoid.
This was I'd gone to a show a couple hours early and I had some time to kill. So at first I was sitting outside on the curb outside of a McDonald's and actually
intro to a massage.
A couple Mormon missionaries came up and tried to,
God,
I clearly looked terrible because they tried to, bring me into their faith. then I was like, you know what? I'm going to get a massage. I'll treat myself.
Okay.
So in Google Maps, I just put in Thai massage, looked up no information on it.
Oh no, this is.
I walked in, the smell was highly questionable.
In which way?
It smelled like a restaurant. Yeah, it smelled like meat.
But it was an exclusively massage place.
As far as I could tell.
Okay.
I walked in. The moment I walked in, I was like, I've made a mistake and I should leave. But they were already like, hello. So I was like, well, I'm about to drop $50 and just do this. I pay money. It's one of the most painful massages I ever got that culminated in her, you know, when they walk on your back and they usually have straps that they hold and two back.
I know that they walk on your back, but I wasn't aware of these straps. It's
okay.
Like
there's
a gymnasium.
Often, that's right. Often on the ceiling, something to help them balance. They didn't have those. Instead, when it was time to walk on my back, she pulled out a senior citizen's walker.
Okay.
And straddled me with it. and then walked up and down my back.
Oh, no.
I was in pain for weeks after that. It really decimated me.
Did it feel like whatever she was doing, she was actually doing it correctly? It's just not something that you wanted done to you? Or was she just a madman?
I think she was out of control.
That sounds crazy.
It was a bad... I was in pain. I hurt for weeks after.
Was there any part of it that was enjoyable?
No, and massages are tricky because they are that balance between like pain and pleasure. So you want it to hurt a little bit, but she like sprained a muscle in me or something.
Good grief. I've never really had a professional massage now that I think about it. The closest I've come is the scrub.
The scrub.
But maybe it's time for me to look into a massage. I just don't know who to trust. You get into Yelp, and of course Yelp reviews now mean nothing.
I know.
So who, and then I don't know. I don't want to...
I've been thinking about a facial.
Oh.
I've never gotten one.
You should try a facial. How do you do that? You have
a
beard, so half of your face is covered.
I'm not getting my money's worth.
You're not. You should get a half off.
Yeah, I should.
What would you want a facial for?
Well,
I feel like you've got nice skin.
This is... Well, thank you, Bridger. Okay. This is... Bridger, you don't have to.
Matt, let me describe your face to the listeners.
But go ahead.
Matt's face right now is bathed in a very soft light. So smooth, not a blemish on it. Maybe under the beard there's horrible scarring, but from what I can tell, Matt's got a perfect face. So keep that in mind while he talks about giving himself a facial.
That was nice. Well, a facial, so I've heard, and this is slightly disgusting, but I've heard that they like dig out blackheads that they like get in there. And I think I like that a
I think
little.
Most, whether people want to admit it or not, most people love that.
I
love a blackhead coming out of their face.
Now, my only regret is that I wouldn't be able to see it. I want to see it happen.
Do you? I remember pretty clearly when I discovered I could squeeze like a blackhead out of my nose and being like,
yes,
that's disgusting, but it's also...
But I want it.
Yeah.
I want it to happen.
And I think I've been told you shouldn't do that.
No, I don't think you should.
But maybe if you have a professional... How are they doing it? With a little needle or something?
Yes.
Does that hurt?
I think it does.
They're excavating your face.
Hillary got one recently and said that it was painful, but like an interesting experience.
I wonder what level of pain.
I don't know.
How did she look after? Could you tell that she had just had her face
terrible.
Dug up?
She was covered in blood. but I've become it. She talked to me about it, and now I'm intrigued. Although I don't even know if I need one because, again, I have perfect skin except for the horrid scar.
I feel like maybe you want like a relaxing facial. Something that's not going to do a lot of work, that's more just like they're putting the cucumbers on your face, they're like smearing slime on it.
Well, another thing I do know and I enjoy, and I don't really watch ASMR videos, but I do like personal attention. Like whenever a doctor like does like checks on me,
sure.
I like that a lot. And if I could just pay, I guess I could just go to the doctor more often.
Yeah, just constantly. You and I kind of share a doctor.
He is a bit of a joke writer.
I have heard probably more of his comedy than yours at this point.
I do think that's true.
And it is truly like written comedy.
It's
which is
written,
interesting.
It is like old school monologue,
he
like
goes
topical.
For it. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, and that's the first 10 minutes of your appointment is you are the audience.
It's, I mean, I've had a lot of experiences with the doctor this year because I early August, as you know, got strep throat.
Yes. Oh,
which
yes.
was absolutely horrifying. And I just, I scheduled one appointment with him. It was fine. I went. Second time I was at his office was, I just showed up. It was like,
yes.
What about Bob style? You because just, I was so desperate for help.
Yeah,
he was very accommodating.
You didn't go to an urgent care.
Well, I'll tell you, I was deeply sick, went to an urgent care without looking at my insurance, and you don't want to be in an urgent care,
uninsured.
Deeply sick, uninsured.
Right.
I walk up to the counter, they turn me away. I nearly
they
burst into
you
tears.
Away?
Yeah. Well, they told me that or it was going to be like hundreds of dollars.
Yeah.
And of course, I'm not spending a dime on myself.
No,
so
Bridger is a known cheapskate.
I turned around and just went home.
Yes.
Then used a... Okay, so, I mean, this is a lot, but the strep throat eventually went away. I fall asleep the day that it's going away on my couch. I wake up. I've got shingles.
Oh,
it felt like
right.
I had finally gotten out of a cave and got immediately hit by a car.
This was a dark time in Bridger's life.
Shingles? I don't know.
I didn't see much of him during this time.
Well, I hope nobody did. shingles for 5 weeks, right on my face.
Oh.
Which was, this was, of course, more trips to the doctor.
Yes.
And, listen, there were some diagnoses and some treatments that were probably not correct.
What are you saying to me right now?
I'm saying that initially, after being turned away from the urgent care, I went on the cell phone. Have you done this yet? The cell phone doctor?
The Skype app or the sort of like video conference?
Yes.
Yes, I did.
What did you do it for?
I got food poisoning recently.
Oh.
And I was vomiting so much and I couldn't keep any liquid down that I was severely dehydrated.
Yes.
And I got on and he was like, go to the emergency room.
Okay.
Right now.
So
yes.
That feels worthless. Wait, what caused this food poisoning?
Well, Hillary and I ate all the same thing. She didn't get it, but she has more of an iron stomach than I do. But we did eat Trader Joe's lobster ravioli
the night before. I'm sorry, but you 1,000% deserve to get food poisoning.
I don't know
I don't
what
say
came
that often.
Over me. I was in the ravioli department at Trader Joe's, and I'm typically a butternut squash guy.
Of course.
You know this about me, Bridger.
As everyone should be. The lobster is no one's buying that.
Well, I did. And to be honest, it wasn't even that good. No offense to the chefs at Trader Joe's. I don't want to bring that upon you, but it's not your finest work. So we had it. I woke up the next morning. I was like, something is wrong. I couldn't keep any liquids down. I was like shaking. I was so dehydrated.
Oh, no.
Went to the emergency room. By the way, you turn into a monster at the emergency room because they're all hell. There was like an hour wait.
Yeah, of course.
And I was pissed off. Everyone else there, I was like, I don't care if you're dying. I
want
in before
like,
you.
Are people bleeding? Are you sitting there with people bleeding?
Nobody else was bleeding.
Okay.
As far as I can tell, unless they were concealing it. I walked in though and I was like, I just told them, I was like, I have the flu and I need help.
Oh, so at that point you still felt it was not food poisoning?
I didn't know.
Okay.
But I'm pretty sure it was.
My big food poisoning event was another fish product. It was a salmon fish and chips, but at a restaurant. Of course, I had it coming. But at the same time, at that restaurant, I also ate ravioli, weirdly.
Oh.
And so I can't, to this day, can't eat a ravioli.
Listeners, if you take anything away from this podcast, stop eating ravioli.
Don't combine them with a fish.
Cross it off the list.
Yeah.
It's done, okay?
It's
ravioli's
a little pocket,
canceled.
It's, like, there's too much in there. There's just a good chance that part of it's going to get poisoned.
Well, pasta's enough. You need to put stuff inside of pasta.
Exactly. Just pour something over
it. Just settle down.
Eat it dry.
One more food poisoning story I'll share.
Let's hear it.
I was in Montreal for a comedy festival. Last night I was there. Everyone stayed up, like, having a fun time partying and stuff. At 2:30 in the morning, I head back to my hotel.
Mm-hmm.
On the way back to my hotel, there was a True TV sponsored stand that was handing out bagels and lox.
As we all know, True TV
is famous.
Has got the money for the finest
bagels and lox from True TV.
I only eat fish from True TV.
Out of a cooler at 2:30 in the morning.
Oh,
and
no.
I scarfed it down.
Were you drunk?
I was a little bit drunk.
Okay,
yeah.
That makes a little more sense.
I was impaired. Which honestly, they shouldn't have been serving me lox. That was honestly.
Who is serving lox at 2:30 in the morning? That is not a middle of the night food.
I hope somebody hears this in True TV. I should get some money for this. So the next morning,
you should get a whole series out of this.
Yeah. The next morning, I wake up at 9 a.m. and I'm like, something is terribly wrong. My flight leaves in 2.5 hours from Montreal.
No.
So I call Lyft. I'm like, I need to go get medicine. I walk downstairs. I feel terrible. I haven't thrown up yet. I get in the Lyft. I tell him to take me to a pharmacy. Within 2 minutes, I have the car door open and I'm vomiting out the side.
Good grief.
He's yelling at me, understandably so, because I just got into his car and immediately started throwing up.
And he probably just thinks you're hungover and an irresponsible jerk.
So he doesn't take me all the way to the pharmacy. He like drops me off a couple blocks later and is like, get out of my car.
Oh.
So then I stumble my way to the pharmacy.
The idea of being food poisoned and then getting on a plane.
It was
terrible. I would move to Montreal at that point.
It was one of the most out-of-body experiences I've had in my life.
This is a big time for you because I know your birthday is also coming up.
That's right.
When your birthday's coming up, when the holidays are coming up, gifts.
Yeah.
The word gift is right there in the title of this podcast. What do you like to... Do you have any gifts you like to get for your birthday?
Well, my goal... Because it's always, I'm essentially always trying to trick people into getting things for me that I want. I don't want surprise gifts. I want things that I desire.
You like to, like, carefully guide without directly telling.
That's exactly right.
Sure.
So, I'm looking for things that I want, but might not buy myself.
Okay.
So, like, clothes from a clothing store that typically I might be like, I don't need that expensive of a shirt or something like that.
What store are we talking about here?
Well, do you want to get free plugs?
Well, I just want to know because I don't know where to buy clothes anymore. I was looking in my closet the other day. I'm like, most of my shirts are truly 15 years
old. Well, and this is something we've talked about this before. Because you are simultaneously a fashionable man, but almost buy no clothes for yourself.
I buy almost... This is my most recent purchase. I bought this at a place called the Rat's Nest in North Carolina.
It's nice.
Thank you.
It's lovely.
For
but
sure.
You should be doing more because Bridger and listeners, you can't see this. He's a svelte, he's a handsome, but he's bathed. Let me describe Bridger's
face.
We've
got to talk about my body as much as possible on this podcast.
Bridger has an extremely symmetrical face. He has, I'd say, cute forehead wrinkles. He has a great jawline, great hair. He's got a real look.
My hair, I will say today, I'm pretty happy with how my hair looks.
I'm unhappy with how my hair looks.
Yeah, I feel like your hair always looks good.
Well, I've just picked a look where it's like
it's
all
kind
over
of
the
do
place.
Whatever it wants.
That's right. There's
wants.
No wrong answers.
Yeah. You should be very happy.
I was going to ask you, and I know we're trying to get to the next part of the podcast, or maybe
no,
not.
We're not. We're doing whatever we want.
Okay, great. I was going to ask you, how many times a week are you shampooing?
Zero. Well, I would say once. Why I jumped to zero immediately?
Zero? I was shocked to hear that. I don't wash my hair.
Zero. I haven't washed my hair since I was 10. No, I would say one every week and a half. Every
okay.
week and a half.
So that's because
probably too much.
Really? Okay. I probably do twice a week.
You're washing your hair twice a week? I've heard you're not supposed to wash it at all.
Well,
where's the science on shampooing? I don't think there is any.
It's all hearsay.
Just wait till it stinks.
Well, that's
that
my
situation?
Thing is, I sweat, when I exercise, I sweat a fair amount.
Oh, sure.
So that is my concern is I don't want, now here's the thing is it's like how many, I'm 6'4", so not many people are getting a whiff of my
that's
hair.
That's true. This is for the birds. This is exclusively for birds.
Yes, that's right. So but it's a concern of mine where like I sweat and I'm like, well, I guess I need to wash it. Now, often what I'll do is conditioner, no shampoo.
Oh, interesting. What sort of conditioner?
Well, okay. I've been experimenting. So my sister, I have two older sisters, and they've guided me through life in terms of hair products facial products and clothing. About a year ago, she got me a shampoo and conditioner called Davines.
Okay.
Are you familiar? It's expensive.
Of course not.
It's like $35
oh,
for a thing of conditioner.
That's not for me.
Now, I'll tell you what. It's incredible.
Really?
It does make a difference.
What is the difference you're seeing?
Well, when you do it, your hair, I was like, oh, my hair never got clean from the other. It feels actually like, oh, I can run my hands through it.
Let me see if I can run my hands.
Yes.
Well, my
Bridger's
hair is kind of thick.
Bridger's
it's hard
hand
to...
is stuck. He's trying to yank it out right
now. Immediately
stuck.
I'll just keep it here till the end of the podcast and go to the hospital. Something I have done in the last year, every few months, is a deep conditioning with coconut
oil.
Is that what
yes.
I'm using?
Mm-hmm.
Where I'll put it in at night, throw a shower cap on, and
oh my
go to bed
God.
Like a grandmother.
Well, that's what I was about to ask, because I once made the mistake of, I read that you should put coconut oil in your hair.
Oh,
I
sure.
put it in the shower, tried to rinse it out. It didn't all come out. Then I just have greasy hair all night. I didn't
course.
Have a shower cap, so then I ruined a pillow of mine.
Of course.
Yes.
How was the pillow ruined? Was it just like...
Not ruined, but it was like...
It probably smelled
coconut
nice.
Oil all over it. Yeah,
it's just a greasy pillow at
yes.
that point.
Mm.
Well, the thing with the deep conditioning for me is... I didn't notice any difference. It was just annoying, and then I woke up, and then I was like, I guess it was a little shinier, but my hair's already like an annoying color, and I'm like, I don't need to draw any more attention to this.
It's all guesswork when it comes to hair and the beauty industry, because it's like, the beauty industry is propaganda, so it's
sure.
really difficult to discern what is actually working and what is just marketing.
Getting honest answers from
yes.
people. It's like, I
so,
truly don't know.
I largely rely on my sister. She recently just gave me some new face moisturizer that I've been putting on.
Ooh.
Are you moisturizing your face?
I'm doing... Look, everyone knows yes. about me. I'm a Jennifer Aniston type. I've been doing Aveeno for years.
Is that
I'm
right?
in Aveeno.
Okay. On your face?
Face, arms.
Now, do you have a specific face one, or you're putting normal lotion onto your face?
Normal lotion. I'm putting normal lotion.
Bridger?
It's a very mild lotion. I don't know. I mean, I'm looking at Steven.
I'm looking at the other people in the room to see if that is okay.
It's an oatmeal
base. We're getting a grimace, and Steven is shaking his
head. It's an oatmeal base. Jen Aniston's putting it on. Or she's always making the big bucks.
Jennifer Aniston is absolutely, that has never touched her face. I guarantee
you
that.
She looks gorgeous.
Right, exactly, because she's not using Aveeno.
I feel like Aveeno is a... I mean,
I'm sure it's fine, Bridger, but you should consider.
Should I move to a new thing? But I've been doing this literally since I was probably 12 years old because I have very dry skin.
Oh yes, well, and that's when we all should have started using heavy face moisturizer is in our preteens.
Yes, because you know,
yes,
you want that youthful look. You want that Jen Aniston look.
Sunscreen on your face every day.
Again, I have an Aveeno with an SPF.
That's fine.
Okay,
that's the main thing you must be doing, and listeners. Sunscreen on your face.
Let's all put... Look, I wish I had known. But you know, when you're a teenager in Utah in the 90s, everybody wants to be tan.
I wish
somebody had just taken me aside and said, it's never going to happen for you. Stay out of the sun, you idiot. You're going
to
get burned.
You must have just gotten redder, right?
Oh, my God. I've been... I've been hospitalized with a sunburn. In Venezuela. But that was a whole other experience.
We'll leave that for another podcast.
Yeah. Too much time on the beach and then back into the hospital. But look, there's been something on the table this entire time. You know, there's very few rules about this podcast.
Yes.
Each episode should be 8 hours long.
Well.
And I said no gifts.
Well, Bridger, I'm sorry, but I felt that I felt awkward not bringing something.
Currently, Matt has brought, I'm just going to describe what seems to be probably a foot and a half long by a foot box in a beautiful floral wrapping.
Yes.
With a card on top. Is that for me?
Bridger.
Matt, I said no gifts.
I couldn't help myself, okay? I felt like I needed to do something.
This feels like a strange way to draw attention to yourself on iPodcasts.
Well, okay, well, now you're making this about... I just felt that was the right thing to do, and it doesn't have to be about me, and I honestly resent a little bit about that you're calling.
Well, should I open it?
Please, okay?
Let me see here. Should I open the card first?
Yes.
For me... With a card, I never know if I should save it for later or open the gift. Seeing as you just showed up with a gift.
Yes.
Should I read it aloud on the podcast?
Sure.
Okay, it's like, I'm going to describe, this is literally just a piece of paper Matt has folded in half. It's cardstock.
Okay.
Where did you get cardstock?
Well, I make custom, I didn't put a ton of work into this one, but I'll often draw a picture on.
This says, we have been friends for close to a decade, gone through life's ups and downs, and I finally feel close enough to you to ask, how do you pronounce your last name? Sincerely, Matt. Matt, I really appreciate that. I mean, I know you know how to pronounce my last name, but I'm going to say ballpark, 80% of the people in my life don't pronounce my last
name
correctly.
And I wanted to give them a chance to learn without having to confront you face-to-face.
Yes, this podcast, ultimately for me, was just to teach people how to pronounce my last
name.
That's
right, yes.
Weiniger.
Weiniger.
It looks like vinegar.
Yes.
Which I understand people would want to say vinegar. But there are people in my life, and I'm not going to name names, who should have figured this out by now. It's Weiniger. But you also, interestingly, you have a last name that I imagine a lot of people struggle with.
Yes.
Although, which is crazy to me, because your name, to me, really tells you how to pronounce it.
It's phonetic.
Yeah.
Ingebretsen.
What pronunciations are you getting?
Ingebretsen.
Ingebretsen?
Ingebretsen. Ingebretsen. Ingebretsen.
Oh, my God.
And then just blank stares.
People are putting in a lot of work to mispronounce names.
I know.
Ingebretsen. That feels so... It's fun. It feels like it's like on a pogo stick
I
or
do
something.
Feel like your last name being Vinegar is... Add something. Bridger Vinegar.
Bridger Vinegar.
Is sort of like your alter ego.
Yeah, that's
like
kind of my poisonous...
like a crime fiction
after dark
writer
I'm
or something like that.
I'm stalking through the shadows. Bridger Vinegar.
Yes. Well, okay.
Okay,
well,
I'm going to open the gift.
Please.
Let's get some nice... Are you a lot of people, I think, will just dive into ripping open a gift. I try to be a little more careful with the wrapping paper.
I don't.
Do?
This is nice wrapping paper.
Yeah, this
paper.
Is like a wallpaper almost.
Now, tear it up. I don't because I just get... Now,
But you never know what's underneath. You could damage something.
You're right about that. This, you're safe. Now, I will say, just before you get your hopes up, the box that it's in is not what the gift is.
So this is not a Sega Genesis.
It's not a Sega Genesis, yeah.
So I will just adjust my expectations.
Now, this is very nice wrapping paper, actually, but it's a little bit inconvenient because it didn't come in a roll. It came in two rectangles.
That's the new thing, which seems crazy.
It doesn't make any
sense. Just give me the roll. Yes. Like, the rectangles, I think it's a new way to overcharge.
I think so.
Although, this is like a hardy paper. It's not the thin dollar store paper.
And you just tore it up. It'll never be used again.
Never again. It's looks like you've recently ordered from an online retailer I won't mention, but...
That's right. Who should be advertising on this show, I think.
It probably fits well.
And they're actually...
Oh, look at this. What is this? It's a t-shirt. A beautiful t-shirt.
Yes.
What is happening here? So you've sent me... Or you've given me... Oh, my good grief. What I initially thought was just a white t-shirt with a pocket, which would have been terrific.
A great gift.
Of course, everyone likes to just get a nice t-shirt.
Yes.
I turn it around. Matt has... I have to explain something, and I'll have to share this at some point.
Yeah.
For the last... Oh, well, let's see. In about 2012, I don't know what did this to me, but I was Google image searching Sizzler.
Yes.
And I found the highest resolution photo maybe on the internet. Of none other than the owner of Sizzler.
Is that who that is?
I looked into this recently. I don't know why. Cary Cramp was the owner of Sizzler. This is just a photo of him standing.
That man's name is Cary Cramp?
Cary Cramp standing in front of a salad bar at Sizzler. I'm telling you, this photo was beyond 4K resolution.
Yeah.
It was... You could put it on a billboard and it would be crystal clear.
You could see the blackheads on his face.
Yes. So I eventually switched it to my... To this day, has been my desktop wallpaper.
Incredible. I saw you tweet that recently. I didn't know if it was a lie or not.
That wasn't a lie.
I'll confirm.
Truly,
yes.
I was trying to share it with the world. This has been my photo since I bought this computer, I believe, six, seven years ago. I also should probably get a new computer, but
yes.
When I do get the new computer, I will be putting Cary right back on.
Yes.
Although now I can wear it on a t-shirt.
So it's a...
Tell me about this.
Okay. Well, one of my favorite gifts to give people, actually, is a custom t-shirt.
You've done this for me before.
That's right.
You've given me a t-shirt that says, which I wear frequently when I'm working out, Proud Mommy Blogger.
Oh, I forgot. About that one.
And you've given me a Horse Symphony t-shirt.
That's right.
Which is very stylish, actually.
That's probably my
best
work.
Although I will say the sleeves are a little long. I might have them trimmed or something. My arms are too short.
Trimmed?
Can you get a t-shirt, like, trimmed?
You could if you're out of control. If you're spiraling.
Or do you do it yourself? Maybe I do go sleeveless.
Yeah.
Turn it into a muscle tee. Is that my personality type?
Absolutely not, but I think you could do it.
Okay, this is something you do.
Custom t-shirts. I like to make custom t-shirts. T-shirts for people. I use a website, which I will plug because I use them all the time.
Okay.
I think they're great, called Custom Ink.
They have
great customer service.
Is that the one with the squid?
Yes.
I tried to make a Wave Race 64 t-shirt on that, but I couldn't pull the trigger because it was $25.
Well, and again, going back to the fact that you're a cheapskate.
Yeah, it was.
What do you pay? What is in your mind, what should a t-shirt cost?
This is a problem for me because
yes.
I haven't bought... the majority of my clothing was bought over a decade ago.
I feel like you're living in the year 1997.
Yeah. So if I see a t-shirt that's over $10, splurge. That's a big splurge for me.
Over 10?
Over $10, it feels like, I have to... I truly... And I also... I can say I recognize this as a mental flaw at this point.
Yes.
I have to think it over, and I frequently think it over to the point that it vanishes, and then I just don't buy anything.
You have to readjust. Now, listen, a $10 t-shirt, obviously a great deal, but I'd say t-shirts on average these days, you have to expect $20.
What was the last t-shirt you bought for yourself?
Well, I just actually recently, this is not a good example of this because they are cheap, but I bought a 5-pack of plain white Hanes t-shirts.
Okay.
That's the last one.
Is this just like an undershirt situation or?
An undershirt. I continue to dress more and more like my father did in the mid 90s.
Sure.
And so.
As most people do.
Jeans with a tucked in white t-shirt. That's a sort of around the house look for me.
Sure.
Or maybe a Sunday afternoon, I'm stopping by the hardware store.
Okay. That makes sense. That's a good look for that sort
yes.
of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I do feel like You just recently tweeted about t-shirts being softer than ever.
That's right.
And I think I agree.
Okay, now, they've always, like, a vintage t-shirt has always been
soft. Of course, it's been through the wash.
That's right. But a new t-shirt, at this point in history, we're reaching new levels of softness. We are, though.
I agree. Yes. But what's doing it, and who's driving this movement?
Well,
nobody really asks for it. I mean, like, we're all happy for that.
And, you know, somebody responded to that tweet, a good point, which is that the durability level has plummeted on these t-shirts.
Oh, interesting. Because fast fashion.
That's right. They're softer. By the way, a clip I recommend, this is fast fashion made me think of it. There's a clip of Kim Kardashian at this speech thanking, oh, shit. Maybe cut this part. No. Leave it in.
No, I want to. Well, I mean, yeah. Regardless, I need you to continue down
okay,
this path.
Kim Kardashian, she's being interviewed, and she is. She has a funny story. She's like, oh, funny story I have to tell. It was, I was offered $1 million to post a fast fashion Instagram post. And okay. I thought, why don't I do it? But then Kanye told me that I shouldn't do it because they rip off designs from Yeezus. And I was like, okay, Kanye, I won't do it just for you. And she sets this up as like a cute story she's
okay.
telling. So then she's like, so I didn't do it for Kanye. I didn't make the $1 million. My birthday comes around and he gives me an envelope and inside is a check for $1 million.
What?
And a contract to be a partner in the Yeezus.
How is this a marriage? That is the most psychotic. These people, like...
Yes.
That each of their skulls contains a human brain is so bizarre to me.
Yes, I know.
What?
So fast fashion, you made me think of that. Okay, back to t-shirts.
Back to t-shirts. They're softer than ever.
They're softer than ever.
Less durable, certainly. And I feel like I've bought some very, granted, cheap t-shirts. Mm-hmm. And after one wash, I have to iron them. I don't want to have to iron a t-shirt.
Absolutely not.
I want it to just fit my body and look casual.
I have been, my sister, speaking of my sister again, I bought, actually, this is before those Hanes White t-shirts, a couple other t-shirts I bought. It's funny that I tweeted that t-shirt thing because I bought some not soft t-shirts recently.
Oh, okay.
I bought a couple.
Name names.
I bought another couple Hanes.
Oh, Hanes. Hanes. This company has no consistency.
Hanes, like a blue, I just want plain t-shirts.
Sure.
So I bought a blue and a green t-shirt.
Yes.
Off of Amazon. I'm sorry for supporting that company. I know they're destroying the environment. But I bought them, and they shamed me because of how not soft they were.
Oh, interesting.
Now, they've since sent me a new t-shirt that is very soft.
Response to them not being soft?
Yes, they...
Did you complain?
What?
Wait.
I didn't complain. They were like, Matt, you can't be wearing t-shirts like this anymore. You're an adult man. This t-shirt isn't soft. This says a lot about who I am, my older sisters have shamed me my entire life
sure.
for my fashion. And
but why not? I mean, at least put those t-shirts to work. Run them through the wash a few times.
I've been working on that. I think they're getting a little softer.
Let's be honest. You just moved into a new home. You have your own washing machine.
I do.
Use that thing to just beat the hell out of some t-shirts and turn them into the soft t-shirts you desire.
They're luxurious.
My thing with t-shirts is I feel like we made some enormous progress from about 2003 to 2013 of t-shirts that fit men's bodies.
Yes.
As a small person,
absolutely.
This has been something I've really struggled with my entire life, finding a t-shirt that just fits in a fitted way. We're now forgetting all of those lessons and moving directly towards t-shirts that go to your knees.
Yes.
What's happening?
I don't know.
I feel like I'm trying to grasp onto this.
I was in heaven for a minute, too, because I'm in a slightly different position, tall and thin.
Yeah,
and
sure.
And now, typically, t-shirt companies, in the past, the taller, each size up, they assumed you got longer and wider.
Oh, yeah, of course.
So I was wearing shirts that fit me were baggy. So then, for many years, I wore shorts that were too small for me, but fit me around the torso the way that I wanted to.
To be a medium-sized man, that's the dream.
I know.
Somewhere between you and I is the perfect t-shirt wearer.
Yes, that's exactly
and
right.
That's a real shame.
How tall are you again?
I'm 5'6", and you're 6'2"?
4.
6'4". That is a tall... You're a tall human being.
I'm a tall man. I'm right on the
verge... You're almost a foot taller than me.
I'm right on the verge of it being like a problem. And people would stare if I was any taller.
Yeah. Was there pressure on you to play basketball?
Yes, but...
Do you feel like Dad was mad that you didn't become a professional?
I think...
He's probably mad at himself. He's also a tall man.
I know. He was 6'3". My grandpa was 6'4".
Are you a decent basketball player?
I can toss the pigskin up at the hole. If there's a hole, I'll toss a ball at it.
Well, it sounds like you give it a try.
I gave it a try. What happened was, when I was in seventh grade, I was pretty good. I was on the A team at my school. Then eighth grade rolled around. A couple other guys got their growth spurts before I did. Shot up above me. Okay. I got moved down to the B team, and I became resentful, and I quit after that.
But as we know, neither of those guys went on to professional basketball, so it didn't matter for anybody.
One of their names was Daniel. I won't even say his last name. He was the school bully.
Oh.
He really ruined
my
life.
Well, he's probably dead. I mean, if you don't make it into the NBA, and I don't know.
Yes.
We haven't heard from him since, so.
Did you play any sports growing up?
I played basketball. I was on the
against
junior,
everyone's advice.
Unfortunately, no one gave me any advice about this. I was on the junior jazz in Utah. Mm. My parents, I don't know what was going on.
Yes.
It was very apparent from minute one, I was not a basketball player. They let me do this for years. Would have been thrilled for one of them to step in and say,
learn the piano. Learn an instrument.
There was the piano, which I also just was actively fighting against, so I didn't learn that skill either. But if they had just stepped in and said, let's find something for you to do where you're not embarrassing yourself. I was the kid on the team that was like, let's get Bridger the ball so he can at least throw it once. It was not good. I guess I was having a good time. I was on a very good team.
Well, you were stupid.
I was a very dumb little boy.
You weren't aware of your surroundings.
Something was going on. I was a lot of assists.
Yes.
A lot of assisting, giving the ball to men that I guess at the time, boys who I knew would be able to make a basket.
That's right.
Never scored a single point.
You did?
Humiliating.
Oh.
I think I took one shot, and it was from half court.
Oh.
So,
Bray, you never made a basket?
Yeah,
and how many years did you play?
At least three, I want to say. So, I mean, God bless the team for letting me stick around.
That is heartbreaking. That is truly, because as someone in my first years of playing basketball, I got to the point where I was pretty good, but in my first years, I didn't make many baskets, and it feels bad.
Oh, yeah.
It does not. But
I guess I got to a point where I was like, well, I guess this just isn't part of my basketball experience. I'm more just somebody who's running up and down the court.
That's right.
I was probably 3 feet tall.
Yes.
Mouthful of braces. Just this disgusting little creature.
Yes.
My parents, I don't know what they were thinking. But
I know.
Maybe, I don't know.
Did they try to force you to play piano?
Oh, they definitely took me to lessons every single week. I don't know if forcing or not, but my piano teacher, Carol, tried her best. I played the Friends theme song at a recital. That was I think that was kind of the climax for me. And that's the only thing I can remember how to play on the piano. The first, like, do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
That's not what you want to be playing on piano. Everyone's upset with you if you're playing that.
That classic piano piece. I'll be there for you. Did you take piano?
No, I did not. My parents tried making both of my older sisters play. They both hated it, fought and were so upset that they didn't try to make me play, and then I ended up playing drums. I took
drums. That sounds like I would have been a good drummer, I think.
I think so.
I feel like I've got a decent rhythm.
Well, I always think of you as I think you could have been a frontman to a band.
Well, you know, there's still, I've got 7 decades
left. Well, I don't know.
I pick up the guitar now. By the time I'm 60, I'm ready to go.
And everyone's excited to see you up there, cheering you on the way your parents did up while you were running up and down the basketball court.
I just need somebody to write and record the music.
Yes.
And then I need to be able to sing.
And then someone else will dress you.
Yes.
And then someone carries you on stage.
If I were to just be kind of a manufactured, maybe secretly join BTS or something.
Yes, that's right.
Maybe I'm the leader of BTS at this point.
And BTS, if you're listening, and I have to assume that you are.
Of course. All 400 of you.
I really would encourage you to consider Bridger as a bandmate. I think he has
maybe even a friend.
Potential as
a friend,
at the very least, as a friend. Take it. He'll just be around.
What does BTS stand for?
It's not behind the scenes. It can be, but that is what I think of every time. I didn't even know they were a band for a
boys
while.
Boys to sing. We need 50 boys to sing. Where are they?
Where are those boys?
I'm going to be destroyed by the BTS fan base.
You are. This podcast is going to
I should
in
just
the
give my address out now.
Yes.
Before I get.
Just give it out. Doxed.
Doxed by millions of fans.
Oh.
Well, this t-shirt's amazing. I mean, yes. At some point, should I put it on? Is that something
do you think
do
it will
now?
Fit? I got you a small.
Of course, a small is my size.
Now, here's the thing. It does look fairly small.
Is that going to be like a sexual harassment thing if I take my shirt off and
not
put my shirt on right now?
It's just all the listeners will be jealous. Let's see it. I would love to see it on you.
I'm going to ask everyone in the room. Is it okay if everybody close your eyes?
We'll all close our eyes.
Unless
is there
you
consent?
Look at me. That's also fine.
Yes. Bridger's been to Korean spas, and he...
Yeah, this is a whole new body.
Now, I don't want to embarrass... And now, on the first podcast, but if you're going to listen to this podcast, I think you should know, Bridger is a fit man. He has abs, and he looks great.
Lovely.
Okay, that's going to fit.
This fits.
Now...
It probably needs one shrink.
And that's good, because it will shrink whether you like it or or not.
It's
okay,
immediately
good.
Soft, though, so that's great. And I've got cramp on the back of my shirt. People are going to be so confused. Who is that jolly man in front of a salad bar?
And obviously no pressure to wear it in public, but I think it works.
This is something I'd love to wear in public.
Because on the front, it's unassuming. It just
I
has something
a little
on the
surprise.
Back.
I'm going to take the sticker off. I feel a little ridiculous that this is still on me.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez. I just want to tell the listeners that this company puts a terrible sticker on their t-shirt. It feels confusing and unnecessary from an online retailer.
Custom Ink, if you're listening, that's something you could work on.
Yeah, come on. Give me a break. Matt, I have a game called Gift Master I'd like you to play. I need you to give me a number between 2 and 10, because I love to count.
And are you about to go count off screen? Is this another rambling
this is
session?
This require a few...
You're about to go...
Steven is going to earn his keep editing me counting.
Steven, leave these moments. And I think this is what
listeners
the viewers
are here
really
to hear
want.
Me say different numbers.
Okay.
Mumble numbers.
The number I will choose is 4.
4. Okay.
I'll
going to the calculating machine.
You calculate. I'll talk. We'll see if it's worth keeping. And Steven, feel free to edit this out. Let's see if I can think about it. And this is... I don't know if this will be the first episode to air or not, but... A little introduction to Bridger for those of you who don't know him. He's a tiny man who is very strong, muscle-wise, and weak mentally. But he is smart and funny and a nice man overall, although honestly can be quite vicious, which is how he earned his nickname, Bridger Vinegar.
Matt, the counting's been done. The gift master is about to... I'm about to push the button on the gift master. Let me give you the rules.
I can't
of this
believe
game.
You've done this. I can't believe we're here doing this. This is out of control.
This is how the game works. We're going to judge how good of a gift giver you are.
Okay.
I'm going to give you 3 gifts.
Yes.
3 things that you could possibly give. Then I'm going to give you 3 names of celebrities, actors, this sort of thing.
Yes.
You're going to determine which of these people you're going to give each of the items. Does that make sense to you?
I think it makes sense.
Okay, the gifts are a restaurant-grade blender, a leaf blower, and surgery.
Wait, what kind of surgery?
Well, when you determine who you're giving it to, maybe you can decide.
Okay.
The people you have to give these to... Margot Martindale, famed character actress Margot Martindale.
Okay.
If you need to look her up, she's fantastic. Of course, you
I
might have to
name.
Because
I'm
she's
just blanking on for a
kind
moment.
Of blends into every role and just does a dynamite performance.
Okay.
The next person, the members of Haim, all 3 sisters.
Okay.
So that's a triple
a
gift.
Triple.
But it's only 1 gift, so
they have to split it.
Yeah. And then Elijah Wood, most recently seen in The Lord of the Rings.
All right. So we have. A leaf blower,
restaurant-grade
blender, and
surgery
to Margot Martindale, Haim, and Elijah Wood.
So let's start with Margot. What are you going to give Margot?
Can you tell me a little bit about Margot?
Margot, you know, she's just kind of been this character actress. She did a terrific job on The Americans most recently as kind of a diabolical Russian.
Yes.
But she kind of plays... She does it all. I don't know what to tell you. She can be maternal. She can be sadistic.
I have her pulled up. I recognize her. Oh, yes.
She's in a short film in the movie Paris Je T'aime where she plays a character who goes on a little trip by herself to Paris. I want to say it's a Coen Brothers directed short. Everyone should look it up. It's heartbreaking.
Do you know French? Because your pronunciations have felt very genuine.
No. I took a lot of French, and then I went to Paris with Jim, my boyfriend, and he harassed me the entire time about my pronunciation. But it's just because he thinks he does everything better than me.
And that's the foundation for a healthy relationship is when one person thinks they're fundamentally better than the other. Okay, Margot Martindale will receive a leaf blower.
Okay, why?
I picture Margot. Now, it was a tough call. It was a tough call because when I picture Margot, I either picture the blender was the other thing I was considering. But I ultimately gave her the leaf blower because she's no spring chicken anymore.
Sure.
If you're doing yard work and you need to clean up, I don't want Margot out there raking.
Sure.
Okay. I want to give her the power she deserves to do it simply and efficiently.
Okay. Interesting. Mm-hmm. See, for me, I probably would give Margot surgery. Just, you know, gift certificate for surgery.
Yes.
Because, as you know, she's a middle-aged woman.
Sure.
A middle-aged person.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I'm headed towards endless surgery after 50. And for somebody to pick up the bill on one of these surgeries, maybe she wants to get LASIK eye surgery. Maybe she needs a new knee.
Okay.
I feel like, for me, I'm not saying you're wrong. I think the leaf blower is an excellent gift for Margot.
Yes.
And she would probably be thrilled. I feel like she's probably out in the yard a lot.
That's what I'm picturing. I'm picturing her gardening. I'm picturing her in a beautifully, a picturesque house with a green front yard, and I want her blowing leaves.
And, I mean, if she was doing that with 20/20 vision from my surgery, good grief, that's
who knows what she could accomplish.
Okay, so Margot and a leaf blower.
Okay.
You've got a restaurant-grade blender.
Yes.
That's more than a home blender. That's going to be able to... You throw rocks in there, and that's going to grind them up. And then we've got surgery.
That's right.
For either... we've got the Heim sisters.
No,
is that their last name? I don't know.
Yes, that is. I think so.
Heim sisters, if you're listening, reach out to me and let me know your last name. I'm not going to look it up. And then Elijah Wood. So for Heim sisters, what are you giving them?
The Heim sisters are getting... surgery.
Okay, so what sort of surgery are the Heim sisters getting?
I have trouble keeping them apart. I feel like if any of them showed up on my doorstep individually, I wouldn't know who they were. I would like for them to be sutured together.
There we go. Become the Heim sister.
That's exactly right. That way, no more confusion. The trio is together at all times.
I feel like we're headed this way anyway. They're doing all these choreographed dances.
Yes.
Why not just become one person at this point?
So, it's surgery, but it's specifically... You can only use the gift card to get surgery to suture yourselves, your bodies together.
To become kind of a singing monster.
I think it would work.
I think...
It's a new hook.
Unfortunately, I used mine on Margot, but I think you're making a good choice.
Thank you.
There.
And as a pop star, you have to learn to reinvent yourself.
Of course.
And all I'm saying is putting your bodies together and sewing them...
Well, and they're splitting the royalties right now.
That's
why not have all of that money go to one creature?
That's exactly right.
I like that. Okay, well, I was going to say, give the gals a blender.
Yes.
It seemed like to party. I feel like one of them's mixing drinks.
Well, I have a reason to give the blender to Elijah.
Oh, well, then let's just get into
Elijah. How tall would you say Elijah is?
Well, probably 4'11".
4'11", Elijah.
Let's be honest.
I'm worried about the amount of nutrition he is receiving.
He is skeletal.
I think Elijah needs a blender so he can make a dense nutritional smoothie for himself with protein and calcium supplements.
Okay.
So that he does not hurt himself, because I think he is headed...
He's a waif.
He's a waif. And Elijah, you need to start bulking up, buddy.
Look, I've started making protein shakes at home.
Yes.
I can share a recipe. Elijah, reach out to me.
What kind of protein are you using?
I'm using whey protein.
Okay.
It's like my brother knows these things, and I reached out to him. He told me, and I blindly agreed. It's a chocolate-flavored protein.
Fun fact, I ran a stand-up comedy show in Los Angeles called Good Heroin at Stories Books and Cafe.
Excellent show.
There's a man who comes regularly who's an ex-cop.
Okay.
He shows up on his motorcycle. He's the oldest person who ever comes to Good Heroin. He's probably in his late 60s.
All right.
He has started making it a habit of giving me hemp protein.
Oh.
About once a month,
This is made entirely out of hemp.
hemp protein. I haven't touched it yet. I haven't used any
homemade?
Of it. No. Well, I don't know. I haven't asked him a ton of questions because I find it to be a little odd. And if you're listening, he also, this is a man, he's an ex-cop. He told me that I would make a great interrogator.
Oh,
which I don't think I would.
Interesting.
I don't know why.
I mean, I think you'd be the good cop.
I could be the good cop. Yeah. I think I could warm people up, but I don't think I could break people down.
And this hemp protein is like bordering on lobster ravioli to me. It's like,
well, that's my concern.
Something's gonna happen.
Yes. I worry I'm being poisoned.
Is it like in a bag?
It's just loose.
He's pulling it out of his pockets like sand.
It just falls everywhere. I have to scoop it up. No, it's in a container and it is branded, so
okay.
It seems fine.
And it's sealed.
But it's the only time in my life I've been given hemp protein by a stranger, and
yeah,
so I'm a little wary of it.
That happens to me. CBD qualities? Or is it just...
Just straight hemp.
I wonder if... Maybe I just don't know enough, but that feels like a weird...
I should send it to Elijah, honestly, because he needs it.
He needs a starter pack.
Yes.
Get him a blender and some hemp protein and get some meat on that boy. Maybe you could, you know, we'll stop seeing him as a hobbit.
Yes.
Okay, well, that's... look, I guess my final thing, I guess I'm giving old Elijah the leaf blower. But I feel like a few years ago I read that he had bought a house in Austin or something. And,
okay, so...
You know, he's got a property. He's got to blow some leaves around.
And, you know, by this time, that Lord of the Rings money has run
dry. He's been living big the entire time.
He's out.
Yeah, he's got to... He can't afford for somebody to blow the leaves.
No.
Or he could sell it on Craigslist.
That's exactly... And now that's...
He's desperate for cash.
What was the last thing you sold on Craigslist?
Last thing I sold on Craigslist, I tried to sell my... bed. Didn't work out.
Your mattress?
The entire thing.
Isn't it illegal to sell your mattress?
Oh, give me a break. People are selling their mattresses. Yeah. If the feds want to bust my door down because I'm trying to sell a mattress, come get me. Blow my brains out.
Yes.
I tried to sell the bed. Got a few nibbles nobody wanted. It's a California King, and I think I've told you this. And I almost just want to use this platform to tell people, the California King is not the bed you want.
No, you want a king.
You want a king. California King sounds fancier and bigger.
It's longer.
Longer. Nobody needs a longer bed.
I'm 6'4". I don't even need the length.
Thank you. You should be the spokesperson.
I've been telling people.
All I need is a matchbox.
That's right. You should be on the floor.
Yeah. A California King bed, I guess, unless you have, like... nobody sleeps straight, lying straight down. Everybody, I mean, most people, I'm speaking now for everyone, but I think
this
we're
is a
kind
little
of curled.
Judgmental coming from you. I sleep in a corpse position every night.
Oh, okay, but you're on a king bed and you're fine?
I'm fine.
Okay, and then unless you're 7 feet tall, you don't need the California
That's
king.
Exactly right. And you want the width, especially if you have a
the
partner.
The width is a dream with a partner.
You want the option to be close. You also want the option to abandon them in the night.
Yes. You want to forget that they even exist.
You don't want to feel them. You don't want to touch them.
Yeah.
Yes.
You wake up the next day and you're like, oh, there was somebody else in the bed. Wonderful.
I'm alarmed.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
I'm calling the police.
Yes.
Yeah. That's what I recently tried to sell and it didn't work out.
But did you end up getting a new bed?
No, I gave up.
Now so
I'm
that's
just
that.
Sleeping on that bed and probably will until I move or something.
Listeners, this is going to be an ongoing thing with Bridger, and I would encourage you to badger him. He doesn't spend money on himself, and he deserves to have a bed that he likes. So please,
well, you know, whatever.
Please write in. Please, he will slip up and tell you his address one day. I guarantee you that. And when he does, I want letters going to his house nonstop.
At some point, I'll get a new bed.
Okay.
But for now, I'm on the California King and suffer.
All right, I'll let it go.
Matt, we've come to the part of the podcast where we're going to try to help some listeners.
Okay.
Look, I could call this gift bag.
You could. But
where it's a mailbag about gifts.
Okay.
But why not call it, I Said No Questions?
Okay.
Where I want, you know, listeners have written in asking me, because I know a lot about gifts.
Yes.
And just general advice, you know, I'm good at.
Mm-hmm.
People want to hear what they should give people for various things.
But you didn't want to do this segment.
Of course I didn't.
No,
but I'm going to because...
People wrote in, it's the first podcast, and somehow...
There's that little bit of me that wants to help.
Yes.
And so we've gotten some letters, and I'm going to read them, and you're going to help me help others.
I'd be happy to.
First up, Hi, Bridger. I have a hard time getting gifts for my wife. Before she buys anything, she spends hours online learning about the product, reading about every possible competitor, and looking for the best deal. I'm more of an impulse buyer, and worry that my gifts won't seem thoughtful enough. Can you give some advice? Thank you. Jordan in Denton. Denton, Texas.
I know about Denton.
You're from Texas.
I grew up in Texas.
So you probably have some real powerful insight here.
I can help you, Jordan.
I mean,
you have two options here, in my opinion. One, you either completely submit to your wife and just get her things with a receipt, knowing she will return it and get the thing she wants.
Sure.
And that will just be the way it goes with you, and you'll be sort of a boring couple, and that's completely fine.
That's fine. I mean, that you can have other surprises.
The other option you can do is you have to go completely outside of the box of the type of, she asked for a gift, you cannot get her that gift. You have to get her something completely original that she did not ask for. That way, it's not something that she can shop around for. It's just purely something. Now, that's very difficult to do, though. Something that is like, something she would want but doesn't know that she wants.
Okay, sure. I mean, the key word I see here is I'm more of an impulse buyer, which to me...
That worries me.
You don't... Okay, you've identified that about yourself.
Yes.
It's time to move on when you're buying gifts.
Mm-hmm.
Your wife has given you some very... excuse me. Some very clear examples of how to buy things. She's going too far in the other direction.
Yes.
Why not follow her lead and do a little research on your wife?
Is this the way to go? Because I found myself the other day, I needed some new socks, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I found myself typing into Google, best socks.
Best socks. This is what's happening to all of us.
I typed in best men's socks.
It's inexcusable.
And I was suddenly looking at lists of socks, and I felt a deep level of shame. But I did buy...
Did you find the best socks?
One of the top pairs of
socks. Have you tried them?
Yes, I love new socks. By the way, a gift to give yourself at any point, some new socks.
My sister signed me up for some sock club for a year. I'm still wearing them.
Incredible.
And I feel great in every pair.
New socks, one of the best feelings you can experience. So I'm hesitant to tell him to just fully give in to this new culture we have of ratings and lists of best everything.
Sure.
But I understand where you're coming from.
Let's just like move a little bit away from the impulse.
Right.
Let's just think of something. And I think a good gift is something that's maybe not that exciting, but is like a high quality version of something that the person wouldn't buy themselves.
That's exactly
right.
Maybe
it's just a shirt that she finds too expensive.
That's right.
Or it's an experience. People
Which
love
for
an
Bridger, no one pays for $11.
That would
t-shirt.
Be an $11 t-shirt. Probably $10. But an experience is another thing most people won't buy for themselves.
That's exactly right.
And even if it's not something they would want to do, it's a new thing, a memory you're buying them. So
That's
maybe
right.
Look into that, Jordan.
Experiences are good, and I've read or I dreamt again. I can't tell if I read or articles anymore, if they just kind of appear in my head as you know, sort of a remnants of a...
Vision of a past life.
That's exactly right. But that people don't... That experiences are a much more valuable thing to have than an object.
Yes.
That
yes.
You have an object, it will lose its meaning very quickly. An experience, it's a memory. You'll have an experience with someone. It'll create... It sort of shifts who you are as a person.
Absolutely.
In a subtle way. Yeah.
Fully agreed. Jordan, look into some experiences. Maybe a whitewater rafting trip.
Take your wife to Arkansas.
She'll be shocked. Is Arkansas... How much of a drive from Denton?
That's you're looking at, I'd say, 15 to 20 hour drive.
Take the 20 hour drive to Arkansas.
Just tell her you're going out to eat, and then
suddenly you're on an extremely long trip to a state that you have no interest in,
and you don't pull over for 5 hours.
But you're
so
going to remember it.
By the time she says, by the time you finally pull over, it's too late to turn back.
Well into divorce proceedings.
Yes.
Okay, moving on. Hello, Bridger, and I assume guest. They're probably talking about you.
I would assume.
I'd love recommendations for gifts for gardeners. Any insights into upcoming gardening trends would also be great. Thanks in advance. Elizabeth in Cornwall. We've got an international audience.
In where?
Cornwall, England.
Oh. Okay, I actually have a great gift for a gardener.
I mean, this feels... I hope it's good, because I feel like Cornwall... I mean, the English are all about a garden.
They love a garden.
It's the garden country.
That's kind of their main thing. Is
they love roses.
Taking over countries
and
just putting
in
a bunch
of beautiful garden.
And God bless them for doing it.
Well, what are you thinking then?
My girlfriend Hillary, we recently moved to a place and there's a couple garden plots there.
Sure.
She's begun gardening. My mom, Peggy,
everybody on the pod knows.
Yes. Peggy, she sent for my girlfriend's birthday a box of gardening stuff.
Okay.
In that box, what I thought to be the most useful thing was a cushy pad that I believe you can buy.
Oh, I see where this is headed.
And so when you kneel down, you have a pad for your knees, aging knees, Margo,
yes.
Which I think...
Margo. Well, she's got the leaf blower. She's not getting on her knees.
Well, and you gave her surgery, so maybe she has brand new knees.
That's true.
Peggy does, by the way. Both of her knees, mechanical or whatever, they're both replaced.
Peggy, if you're listening, I'm thrilled about your knees.
Yes. This pad, I think it's a great gardening gift because, and I never would have thought of it, but you can save your jeans. You're not messing up your jeans.
Okay,
although I would hope
sure.
that
well,
you're
why
not
are you putting on your good jeans to garden?
Well, you want to look stylish. Yeah,
that's true. You don't want to be shamed in front of other gardeners.
So that's a gardening gift that I can recommend.
That's a good gardening gift.
And she likes it, yeah.
This is what I'm going to say. As someone who has killed every plant that's come into his apartment.
Yes.
I say get your gardening friend or whoever it is, a high-risk plant, something that they would never buy,
yes.
that could very well die, but it's a gamble for them, because what if it doesn't die? They've got a plant that they never would have bought themselves.
But I would argue that you're giving them just a stressful something that you're giving them something that they're going to witness die in front of them slowly over a long period.
You're looking at this in the wrong way. I think you're saying to the person, you're up for the challenge, and your garden is ready to be new. You're in England. Everything survives.
That's true.
I mean, if you're, you know, in Southern California in a north-facing apartment.
That's right.
Just prepare for it to die and enjoy it while it's...
I have been over to Bridger's apartment, but isn't... There's one that's hung on, right?
Look, I recently found a plant that I think it was designed to be in malls.
Yes.
That lives with truly no care. No water, no light.
Yes.
I can't remember what it's called. I would love to be able to recommend it to people, but I think it's very good looking. And I also recently bought two rosemary bushes. I was at Home Depot the other night.
Rosemary bushes.
Rosemary bushes. They smell beautiful.
You put these inside?
No, these are outside.
Okay.
These are out on my, whatever the thing is hanging on the outside of my apartment.
Trellis?
No, it's a patio, or what do you call that, a balcony?
What? Remind me what a trellis is.
A trellis is like a fence.
Yes.
It's like a thing for plants to grow on.
Cut that out. I don't want the listeners to know that I didn't know what a trellis
Matt
was.
Matt is about to be canceled for not knowing what a trellis is. I promised myself by the end of this podcast you would be canceled, and...
That's the promise you made.
Yes, I said, lure him in and cancel him. Okay, next up, dear Bridger... I have to get a gift for my brother-in-law. He hates, and now this person put things in quotes, he hates things. And one time when I got him a book about World War I, he wasn't as excited as I thought he'd be.
Huh.
Michelle in Los Angeles.
That's all the information we have.
Yeah, this guy,
he
doesn't like,
things?
It sounds like he doesn't like material objects. Is that what's happening here? Or is he just a jerk? But also, I'm just going to say right up front, Michelle... A World War I book. Good Lord. No, that's a real bummer.
That's a chore.
Giving anybody a book is, you might as
it's
well.
It's a risk.
Oh, yeah. You're giving them an assignment.
Yeah. And you have to. It's happened to me before. I found myself reading books that somebody gave me and I resented them for it.
Of course.
But I've also enjoyed it. It's a high risk gift.
Yeah. You have to know everything about the person.
Yes.
To me, I mean, not to shortchange you, Michelle, but we've already talked about this. Give him an experience. He doesn't like things.
Whitewater rafting.
Whitewater rafting. I think that's an experience.
That's the only one that's coming to mind.
That's the kind of experience most people like.
you kidnap them.
A trip to Arkansas.
That's right.
Which from Los Angeles is, you're adding
maybe,
a few more hours.
Maybe you throw them in the trunk of your car.
Okay.
Take them whitewater rafting. That's two experiences in one.
Oh, whitewater like halfway to Arkansas.
Well, the first experience is being kidnapped in a trunk.
Yeah, of course.
And the second
one that we've all wanted to enjoy. Michelle, give him an experience. Please stop giving people World War I books. That's all I can ask you. If you gave me one of those, I would go through the roof.
I'd burn it in front of you.
I would, absolutely. I would tear each page out and drop it into a fire. Okay, final question. I think we've been very helpful here, and hopefully we've knocked some sense into these idiots. Bridger, and they didn't mention you, but I assume they also want advice from you. I need to get a gift for my sister, who is almost 15 years younger than me.
Okay.
What do girls her age want? Well, first of all, this is from Craig and Layton.
Okay.
Layton, Utah.
Okay.
Craig, we don't know how old you are.
Yeah, Craig, what?
So,
are you a fourth?
I think it's safe to assume you're any age. He's listening to a podcast.
Yes. He's listening to a podcast. So, okay, I'm going to guess he's not in his 60s.
He's not in his 60s. Let's ballpark it.
38.
No, let's say 30. Say a cool 30.
So
we can talk about what teens like. What
so
teen
his parents
girls...
made a mistake 15 years after.
That feels like a huge gap.
That's a big gap.
That person is almost not your sibling.
That's a new spouse or just a whoopsie daisy that just...
I would look at that person as is it a cousin?
That's a cousin.
Like, I think there should be like a legal thing if somebody's that far apart from you as a sibling,
they
become a cousin.
They're technically a cousin, I think so.
Because they've been raised in a whole new world.
So this is a 15-year-old.
15-year-old girl. Who has a brother who doesn't provide a lot of information. So that's, what sort of gift does she want? Does she want an experience? Does she want a 20-hour car ride with her 15-year-old? I mean, her
15 years old.
What do teen girls like these days?
Well, I have a friend who has a daughter around this age.
Sure.
And I had a chance to speak with her. And I often, when I'm speaking to a person of this age, I'm just quizzing them. I want to learn as much
just
as possible.
Show me a peek into whatever's happening.
What are you
now,
thinking about?
Because I'm lost.
First of all, she was an egomaniac. Didn't ask me a single question about myself.
Well, that's a teenager.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, and I'm by far the more interesting person in the conversation.
Of course.
I had
she should
so
know.
Much to offer her, and mm-hmm. she didn't want to hear any of it. She likes SoundCloud.
SoundCloud. Okay. Not a gift. I guess you can subscribe to it or something.
Yeah, it might. I actually think SoundCloud is free, so
okay.
Maybe a
she's
concert.
Listening to the,
okay,
a concert
actually,
experience.
Concert isn't a bad gift. It's a little bit of a risk because
kind of an assignment.
You need to do some research on who she's into.
Yes,
but getting her, depending on how much you want to spend, like if it was, let's say, she's into Billie Eilish. Okay, these days I'm sure Billie Eilish tickets are going for a lot of money.
That's at least $100.
So that's not a bad gift to get her because
sure.
it's something that she might not do herself, but she'll certainly enjoy.
Is she going to end up on drugs at the Billie Eilish concert?
Listen, Bridger.
I feel like that's Billie's brand.
I think that's just what's happening.
Teens
Whether she's
got,
at a Billie Eilish concert or not, I think this 15-year-old girl is doing drugs.
She's probably on hard drugs.
I'd recommend... Okay,
maybe she needs help.
So maybe Billie Eilish concert or rehab.
Okay, so maybe... Or it's
that
like,
could be the experience.
Or you say, hey, get in the car, we're going to Billie.
we're going to see Billie.
Just kidding, we're going
Billie.
To rehab in Arkansas.
Yeah. And they do whitewater rafting.
Yeah, of course. That's. I feel like that is a rehab experience.
I think so.
I don't know. For teens, that's something that would help them get off drugs.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I don't know. I think we've been mostly helpful here.
I think we've done a lot of good work here.
I mean,
you're welcome.
If all else fails, buy a gift card, which I think have been kind of unfairly maligned in recent years.
I
like getting a gift card.
I don't mind a gift card at all.
I value them more than money.
Yes.
I'm not kidding. You give me a gift card, it's going to be probably a year before I actually use it because I'm thinking about what I should buy with it.
Because you have to make it count.
Yeah.
Now, if you get a gift card, let's say you get a $25 gift card to The Gap.
The Gap.
Your
okay.
favorite
store.
What would you then consider a more expensive t-shirt?
At The Gap? I mean, I can tell you right now, no, because The Gap makes boxy t-shirts.
Oh.
At The Gap, I would get socks.
Yes.
A belt.
That's right, a belt.
Maybe like a beanie.
Yes.
But
don't think I've ever seen you in a beanie.
Well, no one ever will. The Gap, if you're listening, corporations, The Gap, you need to narrow the t-shirts down a little bit. It's a little like, who is this for?
I know.
I don't know. It's the Old Navy curse of just like, this is built for someone who is a rectangle or something.
And listen, no offense to the people out there who are shaped like rectangles.
Of course, I'm not trying to body shame anybody.
I
mean, if you're a literal rectangle, actually, seek surgery.
I would counsel you to know that you are loved despite what this maniac across from
me
is
saying. If I
ever
come across a rectangle-shaped person... There's going to be hell to pay.
I'm going to give him a hug. I don't know if I'll be able to reach all the way around.
I hope I get to him before you do.
Okay.
Because these rectangle freaks are out there.
You know who's canceled now. you come on your own
I'll
podcast.
I'll cancel myself.
All right.
Bridger Weiniger is canceled. Matt,
Bridget.
God bless.
God bless you.
I'm in your t-shirt. I'm so cozy.
An absolute honor. I forgot that you are wearing the t-shirt.
Yeah. Well, of course, I'm doing it very natural.
You got topless on your first podcast.
Yeah. People are thinking about my body in all kinds of ways on this podcast, and that's fine.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's the end of the show.
So I'm honored to be here, Bridger.
I said no gifts. Yeah. You brought a gift, and we ended up talking about it and so much more.
This is how life goes.
All right, well, I hope you have a nice rest of your washing the dishes if you've been doing it for an hour and a half.
Yes.
Might have lost your mind.
Put the dishes away right when it's done. You'll feel better about yourself.
Okay. I've got to eat dinner.
I ate a blueberry muffin before I came, but it's wearing off.
I had a taco. All right. I Said No Gifts is an Exactly Right production. It's engineered by Earth Angel Stephen Ray Morris. The theme song is by miracle worker Amy Mann. You can follow the show on Instagram and Twitter at I Said No Gifts. And if you have a question or need help getting a gift for someone in your life, email me at isaidnogifts@gmail.com. Listen and subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever you found me. And why not leave a review while you're at it?
When I invited you here, thought I made myself perfectly clear. When you're a guest in my home, you gotta come to me empty-handed. I said no gifts, your presence is presence enough. And I already had too much stuff, so how do you dare disobey?